Yeah, so Harvest Brazilian Grill is my first one. We got some traction, and people from Bismarck and Mainland used to come to the restaurant during the weekend, so the weekend would be packed with people, right? And then Monday through Thursday, empty. This is not a thing for locals. Even $20 is too expensive, you know what I mean? And too weird. So we had to move. We moved it to Mandan. We got some blah, blah, blah incentives over here as another series of accidents. And then we get this thing going. We operated that for about 8 years. And then, but the problem with North Dakota in doing any sort of business, there's no people, right? So there's no labor. So like a Brazilian restaurant is a labor intensive business in a labor shortage market. So you can't really do it. It's impossible, you know? Price was still an issue. So we decided to sort of end that. And then within these 8 years, we had opened 3 other places. So that are easier to run. So whenever we do something, the first thought is like, how do we run this with no people? And then we go from there. Yeah, so this place, we were like last night, as full as it was, there was 3 people working. 1 cook, 2 servers. I make sure that I make everything, that the kitchen runs in such a way that one person can do these many people. And so Station West really runs with 2 cooks and 3 servers. So the team is 5 at the most, you know.
So you can handle a rush with that?
They have to. We have to design the whole thing for that, you know. So everything that we made, any sort of prep item that we make, how long is this going to take to put on a person's plate, and how do we cut the time to make sure that we can do that? Because there's no people to work. And it's better now. At the height of the oil boom 5 years ago, we put an ad in the paper out, nobody would come. I had ads out for marketing people at $25 an hour, right? 0 people applied for the job. Because they were making more in the oil field. It has cooled down, so people are a little more thankful and appreciative, or they value their jobs a little bit more. And we made, of course, tons of changes over the past 4 years. Because we have multiple restaurants, I'm able to afford HR. You have to have HR. We have marketing, so we're able to be more like a real company that has all these areas and all these services. So we're a better employer than we used to be.